Tom Brady's here from Waterfine. G'day, how are you?
G'day, Anthony.
Looking well. Mate, there's been a lot of changes that we've been talking about over the past couple of months, and those changes are now, well, they're happening. People need to be aware of what they need to do to go to the next step, and you can help us out.
Yep, so obviously 7th of December, we had new legislation, so we've started the new year here, and we're well into it now with this new water legislation, and that is clear that the Commonwealth is now going to be recovering over 1 million megalitres of additional water to recover the health of the Murray-Darling Basin and address the understood over-allocation.
All right, we want to buy some, we want to sell some. How do we go about it? What do we do? Where do you start?
Well, you know, there's a variety of different programs that the Commonwealth have put out. They've already opened up right now land and water purchases, and expressions of interest can be put in for what they call resilient rivers programs. They need to be partnerships with the state government. But the big one is going to be around buyback. At Waterfine, we've just opened our Australian water tender and Commonwealth buyback expression of interest to start preparing you for participation in that program if you wanted to be involved.
So expression of interest, that really is the first step.
It's the first step, so we're opening that up for people that wanted to actually submit to a future Commonwealth buyback. We're also opening it up for private buyers and sellers of what we call long-term water security options. So this is permanent buying and selling. This is also long-term leasing water in and out. The reason why we're opening it now takes us some time to prepare someone for a Commonwealth buyback because there's a complex process. Also, we wanted to open it up and provide private buyers or lessees with an opportunity to get into the market and secure their water security options before the Commonwealth start buying.